today's reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we have made it. It is Friday. You know, earlier this week, I was visiting some people in the hospital, and I was riding the elevator down. It was on Monday, and I thought I was getting to the first floor, and instead it was a floor in between number one and the one I was on. And this person got on, and so I said, "Well, how are you doing today?" And they said, "You know what? It's a Monday, and that means it's one step closer to Friday." And so it was like, this was Monday. I'm pretty sure that was Monday morning. And already had their sights on this day. This is Friday, and we are excited that we're a couple of days closer to getting to worship together. Going to have a great service this Sunday with a missionary that is going to be challenging our congregation. And if you would like to be, listen, I talk about all of the stuff we do for missions. If you do not have a missions outlet, Let me tell you a story about a pastor that I know. His church was on television, and they have this big missions extravaganza, missions banquet, missions convention, and all of that, and they bring in loads and loads of missionaries from all over the world. And they had a person that called them on the radio, or called them on the telephone after watching their missions program, and they said this: "Look, our church does not have a missions program. We love our church, but they don't have a missions program. Would it be okay if we sent our mission support to you, because we know that you are going to put it to good use in the kingdom of God?" And if you are listening today and you don't have a missions challenge at your congregation, but you'd like to be involved in missionary outreach around the globe, our missions program, Emerita Assembly of God, we have more missionaries that we support on a monthly basis than we have people in on an average Sunday morning attendance right now. We'd like to change that dynamic, but we not in cutting back mission support. We'd just like more people to come. But if you would like to have a part in our missions program, you can go online to meritassembly.com. And make an online donation. You just write missions on there. It can go to the Agape Pregnancy Center. We support them here in Brevard County. It could go to College Student Ministries or Native American Ministries. We just had a missionary to Native Americans that was with us a few weeks ago. But our missions program also reaches to Asia, to Northern Asia, to Southern Asia, to Europe, to Africa, to South America, Central America, all the way up to Alaska. I don't think that you would ever be able to find a time that the sun is not shining someplace on the missions program of Merit Assembly of God. We have missionaries to help see drug addicts delivered and people with substance abuse problems. And if you'd like to be a part of that, say, "Hey, I heard about you on the radio program, and we want to make a donation to missions," and we will make sure that gets to everything that comes into missions. 100% of it goes out to missions. On top of that, we tithe as a church 10% off our general fund to missions. And so we would love to have you be a part of what God is doing. When the word of God goes forth, it's the only thing in the world that is guaranteed a return on its investment. God says his word will not return void. It will go forth and strike its mark. Also want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. It's been a long summer, been a hot summer, and I encourage you to show your air conditioner a little TLC if you appreciate the fact that it has kept you cool this summer. Make sure that you treat it nice. Take a walk out by your outside unit if you've got one. Take a garden hose and wash off the coils. Make sure there's no weeds growing up around it. Make sure there's nothing that is blocking the flow of air across the coils on the outside of the unit. That's one thing that you can do. Also, make sure that you change out your air filter regularly, and then your air handler has a condensation drain. Sometimes there's a pump involved. Sometimes it's just a gravity flow. But make sure that you put something in there to kill any bacteria that might be growing during that condensation. You've got to have that condensation line free to flow unless you like your floors to be nice and wet. I don't, and so I encourage you to show your AC a little TLC. The folks at Wyrick Air could help you out with that. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. Now, if it's 100-degree heat index out there and you're saying, you know what, it won't get under 75, understand it's 100 degrees. That means it's cooling it off 25 degrees. It's just hot out there. But if you want somebody to come out and take a look at your unit, make sure that it is running efficiently, that all of your pressures are right, give the folks at Wyrick Air a phone call. They will come out, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be a blessing to us as well. So we've been talking about we're not supposed to lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. We're talking about how does God deliver us from evil? Well, he delivers us from evil by not having people speak into our life deceptively, but it also happens when we do not allow ourselves to be deceived. We do not allow ourselves to be deceived. Have you ever had someone that told you something and you said, that just doesn't sound right? Because I have. And so when I went and examined things and checked things out, I discovered that I had been lied to. Now, it could be that, you know, they were repeating something that they heard and what they heard wasn't true. But when I found out about it, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to propagate that. And so today we're going to be in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. This is a very popular chapter. It's popular for one verse, and that is verse number 11, where it says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. It's one of those verses that people love to quote. It's absolutely true. You and I, we just need to understand the context of it. So I want to take you to verse number 4 today, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 4. And it says, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear soon sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. and I will bring you to the place from which I cause you to be carried away captive. So the circumstances that birthed this chapter in Jeremiah was that the captives who had been carried away to Babylon, there were prophetic voices that were speaking to them there that said, don't worry about this. This is only a short-term setback. This is not going to last very long. Don't worry about getting married or building houses or planting crops or anything like that. You and I, we're just biding our time for a few days, and then all of a sudden we're going to be brought back to the land of Israel or to the land of Judah. We're going to go back to Jerusalem. The only thing was Jeremiah said the message that they had been told wasn't true, that instead it was going to be 70 years. 70 years they were going to be there. If they just hunkered down, if they just tried to ride it out, they were going to diminish there. They were going to be frustrated there. They were going to be extremely demoralized because of the lies that they had believed, because someone said this was a message from God and it wasn't a message from God. And so God tells the people. Now, yesterday we talked about prophetic voices that were speaking lies. Today I want to focus, even though it talks about that in this passage, I want to focus on a different aspect of the lie, and that is in verse number 8. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you. Today, I want to talk about our personal responsibility, or at least to get started here, and that is I need to be the ultimate responsibility for making sure that I'm not deceived. It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility. If someone lies to me, I don't have to believe what they're telling me. I can go, I can do the research myself. You know, there are people who specialize in going back and revising and rewriting history. There's a huge effort to do that. There are things that I was taught in school that now they don't teach in school. It's not that what I was taught was wrong. It's just that there's people who don't want that particular aspect of history to be known. And to be quite honest, I'll put it out there. They do not want people to know how important God was when our government was founded in the late 1700s. You see, God was very, very important in society back then. You did not get to have a right to vote in some states unless you were a member of the church. And then society began to drift. And this is actually before the founding of the country, but back in colonial times, you didn't get to vote unless you were a church member. And then society drifted. And then if you were a son or if you were a child of a landowner, then it became a grandchild of a landowner. And so there was a social drift. Now they don't want anybody to even know that people came to America looking for religious freedom. They were looking for the freedom to worship God without having to go to war with somebody else who didn't like a particular aspect of your worship. And this is not a popular thought in 2019, but I will tell you this. It was about Christianity. They were looking for freedom to worship the one true God. And so you had this denomination and other denominations, and they were here to worship God. And now we go back and we redefine terms from ancient texts. And we put modern meanings to those words, and then we want to go back and reinterpret what the passage said to justify. So now freedom means not the freedom to live the way God wants us to. Freedom means to do whatever I want to. And that's a lie. I just don't get to go do, I cannot eat what I want to eat all of the time and still maintain the weight that I want to maintain. It's just not going to happen. I've got to adjust. And there's not anybody I know on planet Earth that gets to do what they want all of the time with consequences. So we cannot afford to let people deceive. We want to blame the person that lies and they bear responsibility, but I don't have to let their lie find a home in my heart. In verse number 9, it says, "For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord." Verse number 10 says, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place." So Jeremiah writes under the inspiration of God. By the way, this message from Jeremiah was an encouragement to Daniel. Daniel into captivity, and you know he was wanting to understand the time frame, and he studied Jeremiah, and he said, "You know what? I don't know if I'm going to make that journey home." And so he became an influence to Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar and the Darius of the Medes and the Persians. He became a leading influential voice and led those kings to make godly decisions. Nebuchadnezzar wrote one of the chapters in the book of Daniel. And so you and I, we can take comfort in the word of God. And God says, "My word is not a lie. I will visit you and I will perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place." I want to take you back to Jeremiah chapter 1 just a moment, because this is this passage here is something that I think is very, very important, where it says, "I will perform my good word to you." And let me find it. I'm breaking in my new Bible. Verse number 11 of verse number 1. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Jeremiah, what do you see?' And I said, 'I see a branch of an almond tree.' Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.'" Another translation says he's watching over his word to make sure that it is fulfilled. A lie is an unfaithful source of strength. It's not going to hold up. But the word of God is something that you can rely on. When God speaks something to you, there's a passage, there's a prophetic voice that was spoke something 20 some years ago, and I think that word that in God's time it's going to come to pass. So what is it? God says, "I will visit you." By the way, that is a wonderful thing and also a very sobering reality. How many of you, if you find out that your parents or your in-laws are coming to visit, all of a sudden, you know, your agenda changes. There's going to be things that haven't been cleaned in a long time that suddenly they're going to be cleaned. Things that haven't been organized, then they're going to get organized. God says he wants to, his desire has always been to dwell in the midst of his people. And when God says he wants to visit, that's a wonderful thing. He says, "I'm going to perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place." It is God to lie. So he says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." This is very, very important to know that God has not forgotten you, but that he thinks about you. He has very specific thoughts about you. And he says, "Thoughts of peace and not of evil." We live in a time where the devil has sold a lie, sold a bill of goods to people, and convinced them that God means them ill will when God means to do them good. And they believe that the devil is going to treat them well, and he's acting to destroy them. I don't care how many times you say a lie is the truth and the truth is a lie, it doesn't change the reality that the truth is the truth, that God's word is true, and the devil's a liar. And listen, if he tells you something, just assume it is a lie. Assume it's a lie. To give you a future and a hope. So what was he telling them to do? He was telling them, he said, look, live your lives. Pray for the city that you are in. Pray that it is blessed. Pray that it has peace, because then you are going to have, he says this, increase there, do not decrease. Wherever you are at right now, I want you to know that God can make you grow even in the most adverse circumstances. God told this Jewish bunch of believers that they could thrive in a hostile environment run by a Gentile government. That thought had never occurred to them before. And he says, I want you to succeed there. I want you to be blessed there. I want you to plant crops. I want you to abound in where that is. And he says, I've got plans to give you a hope and a future. Verse number 12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. I want you to listen to these promises of God. He says, when you pray, I'm going to listen. When you pray, not just when Pastor Bob prays, not just when your pastor prays, not when your mama prays, when you pray, God will listen. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So we've been painting at our house on the inside. And so we have literally taken everything out of certain rooms, put it in other rooms which will soon be emptied and painted. And in doing those things, we found things that we hadn't been able to find for quite a while. I want to encourage you, don't seek God with your leftovers. Don't seek him with just your spare time. Seek him with all your heart. Let's be diligent about our search for God. And he promises that when we seek him, we're going to find him when we seek him with all of our heart. When we are seeking the truth with all of our heart instead of allowing deception to permeate and dwell in our heart, we're going to get completely different results. Deception is going to leave us barren and isolated and abandoned, but seeking God is going to give us peace. It's going to give us confidence. It's going to know that we do not have to worry about the future because God has that. We don't have to be living in uncertainty. We can live with confidence, and we're going to find the God that we're looking for, the God who is good. He says, I will be found by you, says the Lord. Recently, we got to spend some time with our grandkids, and they love to hide, and they love to pretend like they are so concealed that we're not going to be able to find them. But I want you to know that we just play along. We know where they are all the time. God knows exactly where you are. He says, look for me. I'm not going to make it hard. I just want to make sure that you are all in. Be all in for Jesus. Don't hold anything back. There is nothing on this planet worth more than your relationship with God. My wife, as much as I love her, is number two in my life. Not number one. Jesus is number one. In fact, before I ever asked my wife to marry me, God wanted to make sure that I loved him more than I loved her. And I said, God, I love her, but I love you even more. God says, I will be found by you. I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. I want to tell you the truth today. This life is not the end goal. Heaven is the ultimate destination. Being with Jesus for all of eternity, being a part of that great cloud of witnesses that is described in Hebrews chapter 12, that is the goal. Don't believe the lie that the here and now does not or fails to validate eternity. I want you to know here and now is a vapor. This bubble that we live in called time is just a segment of eternity. It is not the ultimate reality. Last weekend was a milestone reunion for my high school class. And we thought we knew, the thought of living for as long as we've lived didn't really cross our minds. We just thought that we had it all figured out and the rest of the world was old. And boy, you know what? Time just keeps on slipping into the future, to quote a song. But eternity is forever. This weekend, occupy, thrive, worship God, make God a priority in your life. Let's stop making excuses for decrease and hardship, and let's believe the promise that God is getting ready to open doors and do great and mighty things on our behalf. He is watching over his word to make sure it's fulfilled in your life and in mine. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. You.